Katzer, huge women's hockey fan from Devils Lake, North Dakota. He is at a boat show, I believe, but he's joined us every week to talk some fishing up at Devils Lake from Woodland Resort. Hello, Jeff Katzer.
Can you believe they blew it?
Yeah, they choked.
I didn't watch it, but I want to always be on your bandwagon.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that. That makes one. That makes one person in the world out of the 6 billion who live on the planet who wants to be on my bandwagon.
I'm on your bandwagon, baby. Not a problem. I'm proud to. I'm going to put a sticker in the back of the truck.
I heard a rumor of a 2-pound, 3/4, 2 3/4 pound perch caught on Devil's Lake recently. Is that true?
Actually, it was not. It was 2.7, which 2.8 is 2.5. This is just under 2.5 pounds. By the way, it has crushed the McFeely All-Star perch now. Sorry. But 2.7 beats a 1.91 any day in my book.
So it was just under 2.5 pounds.
Correct. But holy cow. That's a huge. We catch 2-pound walleyes and we're happy.
That's true. You're exactly right. Who caught this beast? Is anybody we know?
It is. It's Travis in the bartender extraordinaire at Pro's Lakeside, right next to us there at the resort. The bartender, Travis Ellsberger, he was the lucky feller to catch that big boy.
Sweet. So, that's got to be the biggest of the winter, isn't it? Just a little under 2.5 pounds for a perch?
That's the biggest in the 4 years that I've been
here. Okay. Well, that would make it the biggest this winter then as well. So are the perch biting, Jeffrey, or is it just hit and miss like it's kind of been the last couple times we've talked?
It's still hit and miss. The last 2 days with 35 degrees. I got sunburn on the face. I'm peeling. This is going to look good for the boat show. It was, you know what? It did get better in the afternoons. Our mornings were slow. Even the walleyes were kind of shut off when it was warming up like that. I woke up, it was 18 degrees out. I'm like, oh man, does this feel like a heat wave? And then I just called the boys to get the report, and they had a good morning. And now in the afternoon, it slowed with the winds picking up to Siberia winds and snow canes happening and wind blowing and snow. It's just horrible out there, I guess.
Oh, okay.
They
all right.
Pull some people out.
Okay. So are we catching perch in 900 feet of water or 9 feet of water, or what's happening?
Close to 900. It's still in the 40 to 50 range. It seems like right now we're on a 44-foot contour, and that seems about where everything's been running from both perch and walleyes. We're getting really nice walleyes mixed in with the perch, and when I say really nice, the 24 to 28-inch variety walleyes are being caught with the 12-inch perch. So that just tells you that maybe spring is around the corner because the walleyes are chasing the perch to start eating them. So, and the pike have been going crazy as of the last 3 days. Back in the pike country, they've been catching tons and oodles of nice pike, and anywhere from 24 to 36-inch pike. That's a great pike.
That's a large pike.
Yeah, and I don't know if you saw on my Facebook page, we had a young man with a 3.24 white bass.
I did see that, yeah. That was kind of cool.
Well, the coolest part about it is he had his sister Madison and his other brother out, and they all got Whopper Club on perch, and he got a Whopper Club on a perch. Now he's got the double down on a white bass. Now we just got to get him a Whopper Club on a walleye, and he's got the trifecta.
That kid is going to be hooked on fishing for the next 70 years. He'll never,
He'll
never ever not want to go fishing.
No, he's really been a lucky little guy. And but no, everything's been kind of, you know what? It's been hit and miss, just like you said, and you just got to really work your buns off in order to find those aggressive fish. You'll mark them. I mean, my goodness, almost every hole you drill in any part of the lake over 30 feet of water, in about 10 minutes, you're going to mark fish. It's just trying to get them to bite. Haley's has been working great with one waxworm on it or two maggots. That's been working awesome. A perch-colored Haley's. Also, a jig and Rapala, not the small size, the one up, it's a 3, I do believe. And a couple of waxies on the dropper treble hook, and really bang the heck out of the bottom with that thing. And they've been more aggressive to the Rapalas than they have every week. I say the small buckshot. Well, now it seems like the only small buckshot that's been working is what's called a glow perch, and that's in the UV colors. I don't know why this is going on, but they seem to like that over any other buckshot right now. And both walleyes and perch have been aggressive on that color as well.
I had somebody ask me the other day about you. They like you. They like getting the radio. They love to get to Devil's Lake and fish. But they said, Mike, does Jeff ever wake up in the morning and say, I am sick of fishing. I don't want to fish today. Does that ever happen to you?
Here, I'll sum it up. I'm going to Cabo San Lucas the middle of April. 7 days. I'm fishing five of them.
So you're insane then, is what you're saying. You have an addiction. You're sick. You have some sort of addiction to fishing.
Maybe it's my competitive side. I don't know. I fish, therefore I am, I guess. If I'm not fishing, I'm hunting. And I guess I do enjoy it.
Okay. Because it's a lot of people like to get away from their job when they go on vacation. You're not that type of person.
No. We're going for sailfish and whatever else bites out there. That'll be fun too. But no, Eric, one of our guides, lives in South Dakota. He lives up here too in Devil's Lake. He went home to South Dakota. He went fishing.
Okay.
On his days off. He has 2 days off a week. He went fishing.
All right. So you guys have something going. You guys have something. You're wired differently than many people. Let's put it that way.
We like it, so we just decided to make what we like our job.
I've also heard that there is like 3 feet of ice plus on Devil's Lake. Is that true? And does that mean that there's going to be ice in the lake until April or May?
I was
May?
Thinking more like July 4th. I would about, oh man, I tell you. You know, I listened to Paul's forecast there before. It's not making me much happier, I can tell you. Hey, Paul, can you throw a couple 60s in just to make us laugh?
Not going to happen, no.
Yes, we have 36 to 38 inches of ice. Some places where the snow has been on all year, you may find as little as 30 or 32, but we will be, with this cold snap, as Paul just said, be hitting the 40-inch range within the next 7 to 10 days. We're not losing any ice.
Okay.
All the roads we're plowing are all over 40 inches of ice because there's been no snow on them. So it makes, yes, if you come up here, definitely bring 1 to 2 extensions. Because we're using 12-inch extensions on Jiffy propanes in our houses, and we're barely getting through, and sometimes we're not.
So you're in Bismarck this weekend for a boat show, is that right?
I am. Yes, I am. Come look. Doors open tomorrow at 3 o'clock. I have, you can't miss me, I'm in the Warrior booth about middle of the deal, and let's talk hunting, fishing, McSealing, anything you want to do, and of course, let's talk Warrior boats. I have the world-renowned Robert Cardenas in my booth. I was lucky enough to have him come in here, good friend of mine. He's a professional fisherman. So, and you can ask him anything in the world you would like to ask him about fishing, and he'll be with me all weekend.
Where is it in Bismarck, the Civic Center?
It is. Yes, okay. Sir, it is. First time I've been to the Civic Center, but it's right by the, if you know where the mall is, it's just north of the mall.
Yep. Okay. Perfect. Thank you, Jeffrey. Have a great weekend, okay?
You bet. Everybody be safe. Talk to you tomorrow.
You bet. Jeff Katzer.